From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is leaving Washington for some international diplomacy today, but it's what he said here in the past day that is continuing to dominate the headlines. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from the White House.
A defiant Donald Trump. Speaking alongside Colombia's president, Trump slammed the appointment of a special counsel to look into his campaign's possible ties to Russia.
Believe me, there's no collusion. I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
Not everyone, including Trump's own deputy attorney general, who on Wednesday appointed former FBI director Robert Mueller as special counsel to head the investigation. Trump has been accused of obstructing the probe after he fired James Comey as FBI director. Trump also reportedly asked Comey to stop looking into his former White House National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who was in touch with Russian officials during the campaign. Many members of Congress are not convinced. Bill Gallo, VOA News, the White House.
President Trump is sitting out on his first major test in overseas diplomacy today. Trump's 9-day trip includes stops in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican. Trump will then go to Belgium for the NATO members' meeting in Brussels before ending his trip in Sicily for the G7 summit. The deputy U.S. attorney has just briefed members of the U.S. Congress about his appointment of FBI director, former director Robert Mueller, to lead the investigation into a possible collusion between Trump's campaign and the Russians. Here now from Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings.
I was very pleased, certainly, with the selection of Mr. Mueller. You will not push him around. He's a straight shooter, and he will, I think, bring some normalcy to this process.
The appointment of the special prosecutor has received bipartisan support. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iran has reportedly keeping the polls open 2 additional hours on Friday's presidential election to accommodate a rush of voters. President Hassan Rouhani could face a strong challenge from conservatives who have blasted his handling of Iran's economy and the nuclear deal he signed with the West. Rouhani is seen as the favorite by political analysts and in the small amount of polling data that has been produced. Syria is condemning a U.S.-led coalition attack on a government military position that Syrian officials say killed several people and caused material damage. Syria said Friday the airstrike hampers its efforts to fight the Islamic State. Russia, a close ally of the Syrian government, called the airstrikes against the government military positions unacceptable. U.S. officials said coalition aircraft struck pro-Syrian government forces that continue to violate a de-confliction zone set up around an army base where special forces are training Syrian militias. Swedish prosecutors say they have dropped the 7-year rape investigation against Julian Assange, the Australian whistleblower who founded WikiLeaks. Assange's attorney believes his interview with prosecutors last year cleared him of any crime.
And he said, yes, Perry, it feels much better today. Finally, we got there. But at the same time, he emphasized that he is very disappointed about Swedish justice. It has taken the prosecutors over 6 years to interview him. If they had done so while he was still in Sweden, in August and September 2010, the case had been closed at that time.
Assange has been living since 2012 in the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid arrest and extradition in the rape case. The U.S. Justice Department has been investigating Assange since at least 2010, when WikiLeaks published thousands of stolen U.S. security files. A UN report released Friday says South Sudanese pro-government forces killed at least 114 civilians between July of last year and January of this year. The report also exposes cases of indiscriminate shelling of civilians and cases of sexual violence perpetrated against women, girls, including those fleeing the fighting. The UN says the crimes may amount to war crimes or crimes against humanity and warrant further investigation. Greece's government has secured parliamentary approval for measures that will impose further income losses on Greece's workers. The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, said the measure for debt relief will lead Greece to a definite exit from the crisis. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.